The Gabcast, a podcast about Belgab.com. Visit UFOship.com for live streaming and chat.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Gabcast. I'm Eddie Dean. Tonight we've got Onan, Jasmunda, and B-Dub joining us this evening.
How's everybody doing?
Bring their channel up so everybody can hear them.
Hello.
This is April 28th edition of the Gabcast. If you guys would like to be a part of the show tonight, you can join us by calling 623-242-2278. Again, that's 623-242-CAST. We also have a Skype name that you can call in if you're a Skype user. All you need to do is type in the.gabcast through Skype, and you can get through to us there. How you doing tonight, guys? Seems like I haven't done this show in a while.
We haven't.
Yeah.
Particularly with me behind the microphone here.
We had two people that seemed to stay in the mainstream, but two of us kind of backed out for a while.
Yeah.
Slackers.
That's right. That's right. Me and Onan, we haven't been in the show for a while, so we might be a little rusty tonight. Or maybe we're rusty all the time, and we'll be perfect tonight. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
Well, nothing wrong with rusty.
As long as it's a rusty trombone.
Exactly.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe I don't. I didn't mean to say that. I shouldn't.
The rusty trombone is over. Didn't you get the memo?
No, I didn't get that. So that's not funny anymore. That's no longer a funny thing to say. The kids don't.
We were so yesterday.
The kids don't enjoy that anymore.
That's over.
I feel like an old man.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with the new slang that's out there. Also wanted to mention that if you guys would like to chat with us tonight, you can visit UFOship.com. You can make your voice heard. Belgab has t-shirts available now. Did you guys notice that this week?
I did.
I did notice it.
Are those real or is that just the kind of a joke?
I believe it's real.
They're real.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. That's real.
Extra large, but they're real.
What was that, Jess?
They only come in extra, extra large.
Oh.
Obese.
That seems like that's the smallest size out there now. Any retail shop you go to, the starting size is extra, extra.
It's not extra, extra large. It's American.
Oh, it's American size. That's what it is.
It's American size, son.
Sounds good to me.
Wasn't there a statistic that I saw a couple months ago where it said that America was the fattest country in the world? And then we got surpassed by, Mexico, I believe, a couple months later.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard any of that.
In terms of sheer tonnage of the of the American population. And I'm not sure exactly. There sure are a lot of overweight, obese people that you see all over the place. I don't know if that's just because I'm paying attention, because of course I want to bang them all, but or maybe it's just, I don't know, my perception is skewed a little bit.
I was looking through some old photos with family members, and they were like from the late 60s, early 70s, and it just suddenly dawned on me, like, there are no fat people anywhere in these photos. Like, no one is obese. Like, what the fuck happened?
Portion size.
Now, everything's got to have sugar and white flour in it.
Genetically modified.
I don't know.
What year were your pictures taken? And I can't believe there's been that much of a change.
Oh, late 60s, early 70s?
Oh, well...
I was just reading the chat, and Unscreen Caller said... we're not on anymore. Does that mean is the stream still running in the chat room, or am I missing the context of her comment there?
You're out of context, I believe.
Oh, okay. Just a little paranoid. Just a little paranoid. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. It's a very entertaining discussion.
Yeah. Well, thanks for ruining the podcast again.
I know. I did do that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion, Eddie.
What exactly is Sparkle Motion?
It's a Donnie Darko reference.
Oh, see, I don't even know what Donnie Darko is.
Are you kidding me?
It's a movie that I keep giving a... Go ahead.
Well, okay, what movie is it? Who stars in that?
Jake Gyllenhaal from about 15 years ago.
Oh, Gyllenhaal.
That's an awesome movie.
Is it partial animation?
No.
You're thinking of A Scanner Darkly.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I don't know who the hell Donnie Darko is. Darko.
That's like the best movie ever.
Frankly, I don't give a shit.
What?
I said, frankly, I don't give a shit. I'm Eddie Dean.
I'm Eddie Dean. I live in my own bubble. Thanks very much.
I'm a shut-in. I don't do anything. I never go outside. Thank you. Good night. You know, the Belgab T-shirt, I think that's great that Envy is putting T-shirts out there because I think the forum needs them, and I think it's fun, you know. But I live in Arizona, and there's a lot of desert rats. There's a lot of right-wing patriots out here. You know, we got to keep them Mexicans from coming over the border. And I think if I wear a T-shirt that says "Pray for Goatsy" and it has a terrorist on the back, I might get shot. I don't know if I'm just not edgy anymore or if I'm overthinking this, but I'm envisioning some guy coming up to me going, "Hey, boy, what the hell is that on the back of your shirt?"
No, how much walking in the backwoods of Arizona do you do?
It's not the backwoods. It's the city, man. I felt like that I wouldn't want to wear that in public with Al Zawahiri.
I don't explain to anybody what Goatsy means. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the term Goatsy. It's just the combination of Goatsy and the picture of the that's Al Zawahiri, right? The guy that planned 9/11.
I read on the forum though that was the closest picture he could get to Nuri,
yeah,
without having any legal challenges.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I didn't get the connection at first until I read Envy's comment on that. And I'm not criticizing this shirt, and I'm not criticizing Envy's choices. I'm just saying that that I'm a pussy, and I don't think that certain people out there would get the reference and find the humor in having that a terrorist on the back of a T-shirt where it says "pray" anywhere
you might
around
be
it.
Right.
You know, that's just me. I like to have a T-shirt that just says George Norrie sucks or Belgab.com or I don't know, something. Just pray for Goatsy and I don't know. Didn't somebody post in the in that thread, the T-shirts thread or the Belgab store thread? They posted a picture of the Tostino's man with that kind of looks like Norrie that's holding a platter full of pizza rolls.
Yeah,
That's a very popular meme, so yes, I'm sure that has happened.
Would that be infringing on Nori's likeness if there's an animation or a meme that has a resemblance to him?
I didn't know.
Okay. All right, so obviously you guys don't want to talk about this, so you guys...
No, we'll talk about it, just...
you guys are thinking, this guy's such a dick, I can't believe that he's calling
satire,
out MV
man.
Because
that's
of the
protected
t-shirt.
Form of free speech, and if he wants to get a lawyer and come after us, fine. I'll get the law offices of Skeeter Darrow and Darrow on his ass.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn right, to tear his ass up in the court of law. Tear him up, tear him a new one. I'm going to be pretty loopy tonight because I haven't slept.
Really?
Yeah, I had to stay up all night working on a Rush project for a customer.
Rush? The band Rush?
Yeah.
From the Tasty Canadian?
Lee, man. He's a stern taskmaster, that one.
So you're designing a new website for the band Rush?
Exactly, sure, why not?
What were you going to say, Onan? I think we cut you off.
That's right. I just think the store's a pretty good idea. I would probably order a shirt, but the Pray for Ghosty stuff kind of takes me back a bit. And but George Norrie sucks, I'd wear that probably just about anywhere.
So, yeah. Onan, just so that I'm clear, you're not down with a man spreading his butt cheeks apart so that he can stare up his duodenum?
I think whatever you want to do, you know, to... is fine. I just don't want to have to explain it to somebody in the grocery store who gets nosy.
I can just imagine how that shit would go over in North Carolina. It'd be like, pardon me, sir, but I couldn't help but notice you got a man with a spread butt cheeks on your shirt there, and I could see clear up his lower intestine.
Well, isn't that the whole point of the Goatsy is to get someone to inadvertently look it up? So if they do ask you, what's Goatsy? Well, send them along to a website to find out.
No, you make
and
up
then
a story.
Then they have officially been Goatsied.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Indeed. I see some of these people multiple times in grocery stores, you know, so...
So is that what it is? A goatsy is not the actual act of spreading your ass cheeks apart until they rip. It's sending that picture to an unsuspecting person through a digital medium.
I believe that's the technical way.
It's getting, you know, some regular housewife or some innocent granny or some innocent 12-year-old girl to open up an attachment that might say sparkly rainbow, and then when they open up, they're in for the shock of their life. And that's being goatseed.
Okay.
What's your daughter's address? I want to send her that website.
Yeah, we got some email for your little daughter.
She's five, man. Like, that's a big...
So she's five. She hasn't been vajazzled yet?
No.
Well, nothing like the first time.
I can't... Is that actually a thing, like, for, like... Like Paris Hilton wannabes go get vajazzled when they turn 18 and become a full skank.
Indeed.
I don't know.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
No, not a clue, B-Dub, but that's pretty much the way I look at you all the time. So.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. I wasn't really even listening.
Are you talking about getting genital piercing?
It's like a shiny diamond for your snatch.
For your hoo-ha.
For your hoo-ha.
Oh, I've got one of those.
Yeah, I got one.
Well, you don't have a hoo-ha, I hope.
You don't know.
Yes.
I think George says he does.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, George says he has one.
Ah, yes.
What?
That's what he said when he looked up Goatsy.
What?
That's exactly right.
What?
Somebody else posted, I think it was redacted. I haven't seen her around the forum in a while, but she was complaining about tweener talk where they used like every other freaking sentence, every other word. So, like, he was all sitting there and he was like looking at me. Like,
oh my God.
Oh my God.
You know what that is? That's Valley Girl shit from like the 80s.
It is, except it's a hell of a lot more annoying now than it was back in the 80s, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, but that's where it comes from. And,
But did they use the word like that often in a sentence?
Oh, yeah. Some people do, yeah. You remember Square Pegs and Valley Girls? That was like Sandra Bullock's first acting job.
Yeah. I remember there was that song by Moon Zappa that was Valley Girl.
Yeah, that's the trigger. That's what fucking caused all that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Gag me with a spoon.
God.
It was also...
I'm so sure. Now it's whatever.
There was a Nicolas Cage movie that really propelled that, I think, as well. A long time ago, but
yeah, there was like a movie and then they had a TV show with Square Pegs. But so I saw someone in the context, I don't know if it was Coast to Coast or something, that's someone posted on the website about a language virus or something of that effect. And I definitely think that the Valley Girl phenomena is an example of how that's true, because it was like, I remember when that song was a hit, it was like one night it was just good old USA. People were talking like regular old, intelligent Americans. And then all of a sudden that song just went crazy.
Yeah.
And everybody turned into a fucking Valley Girl. And I have to think that the reason we haven't heard from Moon Unit Zappa in 30 years is because that scared the holy shit out of her.
And she's probably embarrassed by it.
My pop song almost destroyed a nation.
It did kind of turn things around over that the summer of mid-80s or whenever it came out.
But you know what? I don't think teenage girls of today are referencing Valley Girl. When they're using that language,
well,
I think
they have no idea about the Valley Girl, but that
because they're idiots.
They're referencing people who were referencing people who were referencing people who were referencing the Valley Girl. Yeah.
It's just morphed into what the hell they're doing now, using like.
That's just the culture.
I think slamming the word like around is pretty common. I remember kids were doing it when I was in high school, so.
They were not.
Yeah, I remember that to a limited limited usage, but not like some of these people.
Well, certainly not with the enunciation going up at the end of every sentence.
Like everything sounds like a question?
Yeah, I actually had a nursing teacher who was close to 60, and this is going back more than a decade, and probably 15, 16 years ago, and she spoke like that, and I was like, Jesus. Anyway, it drives me up the wall, too.
Somebody posted on the forum that they were doing a deposition from a young female litigant, or I don't know who she was, if she was a witness or they were prosecuting her, but she said that that the girl used the word like 150 times or whatever the number is, you know, in a couple paragraphs. And
was that in Spring Color or Treading Water?
I think it was Horror Roto or not Retro. It's
Horror Reporter, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember exactly who it was, but yeah, that was strange. She said she was struggling not to edit the entire thing, which you're not really supposed to do with that position. She's supposed to take it word for word. I think she said her head exploded at the end. I'm assuming it's a woman. I'm not sure. That was making that comment. I also noticed on the forum that there's been a lot of conspiracy theories that have been thrown around. And it got me thinking that, you know, there's always been conspiracy theories all the way back to JFK and...
Before Judas,
yeah, even in biblical times. But are conspiracy theories more prevalent now? Or is it just because there's the internet and we see it more often being, you know, digital people?
Yeah,
there's the internet.
Yeah,
there's the internet. There's the fact that people have all this leisure time and
the internet makes it easier to access and to spread the word. So there's definitely more of it, but only because there's, better avenues to get that information.
Because there's more information out there, there's more people that are being drawn to the actual conspiracy theory, and then because of that result, then they're spewing out more conspiracy theories. Exactly. So they're going out like good little robots, or I don't know how to say robots.
You can't say the word spread anymore without me thinking of Goatsy. Goatsy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The avenue to get that information out there before the internet? It was newsletters or,
like weird TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Search Of.
Yeah. Was In Search Of really a lot about like heavy conspiracy theory stuff?
No, but like weird counterculture, like stuff that isn't the mainstream.
Yeah.
Bigfoot, Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
All that crap that most sane people don't believe in anymore.
You know, I'm
ancient aliens.
I don't know why I'm talking about this because this is an Art Bell fan forum, and that's kind of goes with the territory there. But it seems like there's one person on the forum is posting a lot of stuff that it seems like it's not well thought out. It's more like cut and paste kind of stuff. And there's, wall of text and many, many different threads being created that really don't need to be. But I don't know. Seems like.
Yeah, I don't either.
What other conspiracies are going around? You've got the 9/11 inside job conspiracy.
That seems to be the prevalent one these days.
Are there any others?
Well, the Malaysian aircraft that went down, they haven't found yet. Yeah. Was it MH370? That one seems to be gaining traction. I'm not sure exactly why, but...
It's because it's a mystery. Anything that's a mystery that isn't so clear cut with what happened, I guess, is open to being a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Because you can throw anything out there and someone's going to believe it.
And you can take news reports, like early news reports, where they might not have had the entire story, and they might have reported something incorrectly, or put something on the air that they didn't mean to, and conspiracy theorists jump on that saying, see, that means that there was a conspiracy because she said this or she didn't say that, and especially when, during 9/11, people lost their fucking minds, including, the media, and they were scrambling just to trying to, get their feet underneath them and report this the best way they could. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. There's good and bad, I guess. I mean, you get the information almost instantaneously, but there's no real, you know, time to really digest it. It's just one thing after the other.
Yeah.
You know, I miss Walter Cronkite. I don't know. You know, a lot of people don't, but I do.
Yeah, he was great. He kind of... go ahead, Jazz.
No, I was just going to say, I saw an article recently about... it was about... you know the fake news magazine, The Onion? Have you heard of that before?
Pretty funny.
There were nine stories from The Onion that actually got out into mainstream media and were actually believed as being true.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the China's People Daily were convinced that Kim Jong Un was the sexiest man alive. the New York Times was tricked by a mock Tiger Beat cover. ESPN announcer was bamboozled by made-up profile. Jeez. Louisiana congressman falls for abortion plex hoax.
What?
There's just many others that happened. So.
Abortion plex.
That's crazy.
Another venture by Tandco.
Yeah.
Is it just a loss of critical thinking? Is that why people jump onto, especially, you know, obviously fake stories like The Onion puts out? I can't believe that anybody would actually believe that that was the truth or that there was any factual information at all in those stories. I mean, it's obviously a parody.
Well, yeah, if you know what The Onion is, but if...
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, so if you hear the story secondhand, you know, somebody comes in and says, hey, you know what I just read? All of a sudden you've got, you know, some authority when there really isn't any, so...
That's true, and...
And I think with things like Twitter as well, people just wanting to get the you know, the news story out there and be first with it, it's sort of open to, you know, things slipping through the cracks where, yeah, so.
Well, also, it's more entertaining, these ridiculous conspiracy theories and than just, you know, reality. People are bored.
Somebody posted kind of a
crazy shit.
Sorry. Somebody posted kind of a diagnosis of the conspiracy theorist mind, saying that they don't feel like they belong anywhere. And when they start thinking about these conspiracy theories, it feels like they belong somewhere, to a group or, you know, whatever. I'm not sure if that's exactly, or if that's, you know, how it works or what's happening underneath with those people. But it's just,
I think a lot of people, go ahead.
Lack of critical thinking and lack of critical skills. I mean, not everything that I hear I'm going to research on Google, but I mean, you can kind of filter out the things that you can, you know, you think, well, that's obviously bullshit. And if you hear a story that's kind of so-so, you know, you'll look it up to check it out. Go ahead, Ona.
I was just going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. People like to be authorities on things. So, you know, I can understand the attraction to being a know-it-all on, oh, take your pick of conspiracy theories. And, you know, you can always pull people into a conversation and, you know, you can say, hey, did you know this? And even though it's, you know, out and out not true, it sounds true. So all of a sudden they've got credibility and respect. And I can see it becoming, you know, pretty enticing to keep it going.
And it's kind of exciting and kind of naughty. You know?
I mean, can we talk about Richard C. Hoagland in the context of conspiracy theories then? Because if there's ever anybody that was really pleased with being an authority on anything, it's Richard C. Hoagland.
That's true.
What?
I mean, the guy has no credentials. He has no science background. And yet he drones on and on and on about all manner of nonsense, trying to make it sound scientific. And trying to sound like an authority.
He certainly... Go ahead.
It might have been Astro Guy. I'm not sure. Somebody, though, made a point about, you know, it's not even... You can't even really kind of debate this guy because he's got such a long history of pseudo-facts and made-up stuff that if you do try to counter him on one area, he'll just overwhelm you with something in another. And
well,
he'll deflect. Yeah.
Isn't that a a trait of, let's say, the fantasy that like a schizophrenic would cook up. There'd be all these details, but really at the end of the day, like none of them you could prove true or false.
It's really a debate tactic. You flood your opposition when they get the better of you. You flood your opposition with a huge amount of facts and gobbledygook, and you discombobulate them.
I don't think RCH is that together.
Really?
No. I don't think he's... I think he's lost in his little fantasy world.
I think he believes he knows everything. Yeah. I mean, otherwise he wouldn't be able to be as convincing as he is. You know, I believe the guy when I first heard him on Coast to Coast. I believed him. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. There's a robot head on the moon. I can't believe that shit.
Yeah, I think some people believe him because they just want to believe. And
I think that's the truest point right there.
Yeah. You want to suspend disbelief, then that's fine, just for the entertainment value of it, you know?
The world becomes a lot more interesting if there's life in outer space than if it's just us. I can't really explain why that is, but I don't know. Maybe it's just truthiness on my part. But I know when and I've said this before, but when there was all this conjecture about a face on Mars, and then I was like, wow. You know, and I suspended critical thought. I was like, wow, wouldn't that be great? Ooh, there's a message from somebody else out there. And, you know, so, hell, I don't know.
Yeah, but just because the face on Mars is bullshit doesn't mean that we're the only intelligent civilization anywhere in the universe.
Well, now that there's domes on the moon, no, of course not.
Well, the moon is a dome. It's a hollow dome that has like a giant exercise facility for the aliens.
There you go.
It's like a Death Star, except for exercise.
Yeah, it's a fitness star.
It's an evil exercise Death Star.
It's a planet fitness, but only a small one.
Yeah, it works for me.
So we want to talk about George Norrie in relation to the forum and how he started here. I've got a couple clips here. Chameleon 808 posted a MP3 of a George Norrie pizza roll bit that he did. Should I play that first, or do you guys want to go through like the G. Norrie list and the history of Belgab, and I can play all those clips, and then we can play 808's bit at the end of that. Did it make any sense at all?
Yeah, it does. You're giving me too many choices. I say go with his bit now.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's in the chat room I saw before, so thank you for this, Chameleon.
Yeah, thanks.
I am searching for where I put it, and of course I cannot find where it is. Okay, here it is. Okay. So this is from Chameleon808 from Belgab.
From the city of Pizza Roll. Off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Pizza Rolls. Investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us with some amazing pizza rolls. By the way, my thanks to Rob Simone filling in cock. For me, it was the most scorching cock I have ever eaten. This cock was in my mouth. It felt like it was 500 cocks. It was unbelievably hot. I had to spit it out. It was in my mouth for about 5 seconds. It was so hot, it scorched my cock. And then the skin fell off. Literally, it fell off. And then pizza rolls started swelling up to a point where it was getting very close to blocking my cock passage. Cock. This was about 3:00 in the morning, Pacific time. I couldn't sleep. Because every time I laid down, I thought pizza rolls. And it got worse and worse and worse. I called producer Tom the next morning. I said, Tom, I got a reincarnated cock. He came by, took me to the hospital. Tom's born in L.A., so he knows all these cocks. They kept me there for about 10 years. He said, you have second-degree pizza rolls. And had it gotten any worse, you would have had some real severe vampire problems. And had you swallowed that vampire cock, we would have had to go down your esophagus and do all kinds of dick stuff to you. It was unbelievable. Thank God we've got Linda Moulton Howe tonight with all her pizza rolls. They had a little warning on the back of the box. that said, this cock gets hot. When you touch it, you think it's okay to eat. It's cool. But you pop that Bigfoot dick in your mouth and you bite into it, look out. And I've got to tell you, I have been walking around the network today with a flashlight showing anyone who is interested my huge dick, and they just can't believe it. I wish I had been abducted by pizza rolls.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking hilarious, man.
Nice job. Nice job.
I want to know, what was he actually saying to get the cock sound bites?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I was thinking about that, too.
I thought it was just fluid speech. I just thought he was speaking on through.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's even funnier when you listen to it with a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, Chameleon, you need to do more of those. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. And I appreciate Chameleon 808 for allowing us to play that on the air tonight. If you have more, let us know, and we'll be happy to play them. If you guys would like to call in and talk to us, the number to call is 623-242-2278. That, again, is 623-242-2278. Let's see, where are we going? Oh, we're going to talk about how George actually started posting on Belgab, right? Is that what we want to do next?
Yeah.
Sure.
That was a fun night.
Before we get too far into it, though, I predict he'll be doing it again when Art starts another show. I think he'll be back.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Stir the pot.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. His motivations, I guess we can speculate about his motivations after, but Jazz, you want to pull up that rundown?
Yeah, I've got it. So This was a guy called, what was his name? Crocus Socks. Never heard of him on the forum. He did a little rundown of what transpired that night. So it started with, it was the 12th of August, 2013, right, at around 8:30 Pacific time. And he says that the George Norrie Sucks thread was pretty quiet. A couple of posters were engaging in some pre-show banter, constructing anagrams of George Norrie and Dave Norrie, etc. At 8:45 p.m., a newly registered member named G. Norrie posted, "I feel like I'm in the middle of a gladiator's arena. Am I invited or should I depart?"
Let me stop you right there. This was... If you remember, the George Norrie Sucks thread hadn't hit 1,000 pages yet. We were on like page 960 something. And That's when Bateman started crank calling George. He started prank calling Coast to Coast AM. Excuse me. And I think that kind of got under George's skin, or at least put Belgab, or I think it was Coast Gab at that time. Maybe it had just switched to Belgab. But I think that put the forum on George's radar. And kind of got him to start
radar?
Because Bateman was basically pranking him. He pranked him like four or five nights in a row. Maybe not in a row, but he called in and got on the air four or five times and pranked George. And I think that might have encouraged George to start posting amongst, you know, of course, Art Bell starting. But sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's right.
I just wanted to set that up a little bit.
I know you've got some clips to play, so interrupt me when you need to play them.
Okay, yeah, and if you guys want to comment or jump in, Onan or B-Dub, jump in.
Please do.
It will do.
So that post was ignored for a while, and it was ignored partially because people figured that it was either a troll, or if it wasn't a troll, it was a prank between regulars, or it was a newbie and, you know, people just ignored him.
People were thinking that the new member called G. Norrie was a troll.
Yeah, because right? I'm sure people have posted it, as Art before when it wasn't Art. And, it's perfectly natural that that's what the conclusion people jump to. So within 15 minutes, a poster called Roy Hinckley responded and welcomed the new poster. And then at 9:06, George Norrie posted, "Because I'm Dave Norrie." So he even used, so that showed.
He had a sense of humor a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he also say, "Hello, suckers"? Or was that later?
Oh, he might have said that. It's not in these notes here.
Okay. Yeah. This was just kind of like the first night that George started posting in Belgab, and kind of the process that everybody went through to kind of vet him to see if that's actually who this G. Norrie member claimed to be.
But if you recall, remember there was that running joke of the name Dave Norrie because someone, I think, when we were sort of speculating when Art Bell's going to return, there were some posters who were calling radio stations to find out if they had any information because we didn't know whether he was going to be on terrestrial radio or whether he was going to go to satellite. So people were calling up some radio stations to find out or emailing them. And a program director from one particular station wrote back saying, I don't think we've got Art Bell. I think we run Dave Norrie. So that's where the Dave Norrie joke came.
Yeah, that was
so
hilarious.
So by the George Norrie poster referencing Dave Norrie, that was kind of a little bit of an in-joke. So it showed that he must have been sort of following us prior to this anyway.
Yeah.
To continue, the this poster continued to engage right up until showtime and then excused himself returning during each long break of the show. The general feeling on the forum was that it was a hoax, though some were humouring the G. Norrie poster. It then got interesting at 10:41 p.m. A poster called Snap T asked George Norrie to make a Twilight Zone reference on the air. Less than 10 minutes later, George Norrie shoehorned in a comment something like, this is just like the Twilight Zone, isn't it?
Okay, I got the audio. I got the audio clip for that, so here it is.
You know, I don't know, Richard, sometimes this sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, doesn't it?
I guess it was Richard C. on the show that night.
No, it wasn't. I think it was a guy about, because it says this was in reference to a fracking interview he was conducting, so RCH talks about that. Okay. Anyway, it didn't fit and the guest was a little confused about it. At 10:52, you don't have the rest of the guests follow up to that, do you? Or you just got that clip?
What was that? I'm sorry, I missed you.
You don't have the follow up to the Twilight Zone bit?
Where
he said this is just like, because it says here that the guest was a little confused about the comment, which I'm sure isn't the first time a guest has been confused about something that George has said.
George asks. No, I don't have the follow-up. I just have that one clip where George mentions Twilight Zone.
Okay.
So like people in the forum asked him to try to vet him to see who, you know, if he would say that on the air.
Yeah. So that was the first... first little nugget he gave. At 10:52 p.m., Saucy Rossi, who was a poster, asked George Norrie to open the lines and specifically ask for fracking horror stories. This request was clarified and repeated a few times. At 11:01 p.m., the George Norrie poster hinted he would do so. Less than 10 minutes later, George started open lines with a specific call for fracking horror stories. So there was... that was number two.
Okay, so here's the audio for that.
As we talk about peak oil and fracking,
and that's all I took. I think there is a fracking open lines or something that George started later in the show, but I couldn't find that one. So all I found was this reference.
We wouldn't want to subject you to having to listen to a whole George Norrie episode just to find a clip.
I know. You have no idea how this, just listening to this one show has mentally scarred me for several weeks at least. So, go ahead. Skip forward to the next audio clip, which would be the Roy shout out, I think.
No. Yes. Oh, you want me to go down to there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. At 11:21, Roy Hinckley asked for a shout out to Roy Hinckley of Tacoma. At 11:34, MV asked him to prove his identity by playing a didgeridoo on the air for 36 seconds. And to the best of my knowledge, this never happened. Shortly before 11:37 p.m., George made the call out to Roy Hinckley of Tacoma.
And that's perfect because MV said, play a didgeridoo, but he also specified the amount of time that he was supposed to play the didgeridoo.
Yes.
Because so if George would play a didgeridoo for 32 seconds, then of course we wouldn't be able to verify that that was George Norrie because he was supposed to play for 36 seconds. Okay,
exactly.
So here's the Roy Hinckley shout out.
Well, special shout out to Roy in Tacoma, Washington, a true warrior out to get the truth. Hello to you.
And of course, he had trouble with the word warrior. Warrior.
So before I go on, this guy had said that during this time, poster behavior ranged from humor to disbelief to outright anger, and a small amount of infighting ensued, which isn't uncommon to happen at Bell Gab.
Yeah.
Some posters
it
felt
ain't
that
so.
Some posters felt that George's actions would be the death of the thread, and others advised caution. And the general consensus seemed to be that the George Norrie poster was not likely George himself, but an employee. And this was reinforced by the fact that on at least two occasions, George Norrie posted while George was speaking on the air, with enough overlap so as to be outside of the tape delay. So I thought that was important just to...
Because people thought that perhaps... Okay, so yeah, we have three data points now. George has mentioned these three things on the air as people asked him to on Belgab. And I forgot where I was going with that because I was looking at my soundboard.
MV also said something about he had done a couple of other things with numbers that made it him real positive that it was George Norrie.
Well, I think one of the things was I think the email address used to sign up was, George at coasttocoastam.com.
Oh, yeah, that's right. People thought that maybe it was somebody in his office or... Right.
Yeah, so that, you know...
Instead
that
of George
proved,
himself.
That sort of proved that it was someone from the office.
Yeah.
Now, the question was, is it George or is it an intern?
Right.
You know, We no longer have a poster that used to post quite often, and he was probably one of the brightest posters we have or have had, and that was Sardondi. And he never once believed that it was actually Norrie.
No. He's steadfast. He did not want to believe it. And
So then at 12:02 a.m., Saucy Rossi asked George Norrie to wish his sick cat, Goatsy...
Hold on, Jazz. I think for this portion of the show, I think we really do need the sexy music. You need to do the sexy okay. voice, I think, on this one.
Okay, so at 12:02 a.m., Saucy Rossi asked George Norrie to wish his sick cat, Goatsy, well. This request was repeated at 12:08 a.m. and 12:30 a.m. At 12:30 a.m., George made the Goatsy get well request on the air. Take it away, Eddie D.
And also, as you know, on Fridays, we have our prayers list for those people who are afflicted with all kinds of ailments. So just simply send me your name of the person that you would want on that prayer list for Fridays. And also even a cat, Goatsy, is in need of prayer as well. And we pray for all those souls. So Goatsy is on the list, and do the best you can.
I think that's one of the best running jokes at Belgab is that Goatsy thing.
Definitely. And you know what's quite funny? It's he never actually said pray for Goatsy or pray for Goatsy was never actually mentioned, but that's what we used. And it's kind of like the whole beam me up, Scotty thing from Star Trek that I don't think Captain Kirk ever said beam me up, Scotty, but that's the thing that's remembered or out there in popular culture.
Or misquoted. Yeah, he never really actually did say pray for Goatsy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So
that's pretty funny.
And I think that ended the thing. I think George came on at 1:28 a.m. and said, I win, not at all, just want this to work for all of us. And following this, there were no more on-air comments from George, and the forum continued to discuss the events in a more civilized manner, ending in some celebratory and semi-celebratory posts on the 1,000th page. So there you go.
So let me throw this out to you guys, and you guys can call in at 623-242-2278 and let us know what your opinion about why the hell did George post at Belgab? What do you guys think? What were his motivations? Was it just because Art was coming on the air? Did he feel threatened? Was he trying to win over a few of the haters to his side? Is he trying to seem like a nice guy to bring, you know, people over to his corner? What do you guys think?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Yes.
In detail analysis, or are we just going to say, yes, that's it, and we're going to move on to the next topic?
Well, I don't know what really more to say about it. You know, I don't think Norrie is evil incarnate, but I do think he's probably a manipulative bastard. And, if there are some other posters here that have a long history of him on other forums, and those forums didn't survive Norrie coming on and being a member. So,
yeah.
So I don't know. You know, he did request, you know, one thing that wasn't mentioned in that is that Nori did request, I think through doing a show with MV and Curtis, but he requested that the George Nori sucks thread either be tossed or at least the title changed. And he used the excuse that it was his granddaughter could get on the internet.
Aww.
And he didn't want her seeing it. So,
yeah, who knows? He did request that, didn't he? And MV was kind enough to actually post that PM for everybody to see.
That's right. Yeah.
That George wanted him. I think he wanted him to rename it to something that's more family friendly.
George Nori isn't very nice.
Something more positive.
You betcha.
Yeah.
You guys want to go to the next thing, Art Bell? I hear that there is a new collection out there, giant fucking torrent that I'm not. Real knowledgeable about torrents, but I take that I think 62 gig is a rather sizable amount to be downloading off the internet.
Yeah, that's a giant chunk of data right there.
Yeah. I don't know how long does it take to download something like that? Wouldn't it be days?
Fucking weeks.
Weeks.
It depends on your speed, yeah, speed of other people. Speed.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it is a very, very big file, and it's a very comprehensive collection of Art Bell material. So
yeah,
it's good that it's getting out there.
You have to be one.
If anything, I would say that, you know, some really big accolades need to go to the people that put that together.
Mm-hmm. They should ship that to the Smithsonian.
It's an awesome task, you know. I really don't like admitting this, but I never thought they would get it done.
Yeah.
I remember.
Onan, you buzzkill.
Yeah.
It's an absolute tribute to Art Bell and to his show because, I mean, a lot of these shows are 15, 20, nearly 20 years old, and I can't see George Nori's body of work being out there in 20 years' time, you know, and people wanting to actually download it. And you can get George Nori's stuff out there now. You can get every episode he's done for the last few years, but I don't think anyone would want them.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Boise.
So
he's got plenty of StreamLink subscribers, but they probably just... I'm guessing that the bulk of the member or the people that subscribe to StreamLink are the people that want to download Art Bell shows or the Saturday shows. Wait, are the Saturday shows, the Art Bell replays, are those downloadable or do you have to rip those?
Yeah, I think they are.
You can only stream them. You can't actually download them, but there are ways to...
to rip them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To capture the audio.
Yeah, that's...
I think people who are members of StreamLink probably don't realize that their credit card is still getting billed and they just haven't canceled yet.
They just forget about it.
True.
Yeah,
that's what they count on. Yeah,
I wonder how many people actually do subscribe.
It's got to be tens of people.
No. Come on, B-Dub. Be fair. It's at least 20 of people.
Tens. Well, that's like two tens. 20.
Yeah. Okay. 10 squared. How's that? No, that doesn't work, does it?
No,
that doesn't.
You
work.
Really need to work on your math skills soon.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I can add just fine.
Chameleon808 in the chat room asked if the Somewhere in Time episodes are ones that we still don't have yet. And I can answer that yes, the majority, and I would say 95% of the ones that air are ones that do not exist in any of the collections that are out there.
Really?
So
they're doing you a favor.
I say this on the forum all the time. That, you know, say what you want about George Nori, Premiere, whoever, but these Somewhere in Time episodes are so important to us collectors out there because they are new classic Art Bell episodes that aren't out there in the wireless internet, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're not out there in any collections, so they are doing us a favor each week by playing these Somewhere in Time episodes.
I wonder how long... Go ahead, Owen.
Chameleon asked a little while ago about... When was the last time Nori posted on the forum or was on the forum? He was last active on the 24th of this month. So he's
Really?
He's still poking his head in.
I think he's getting his PMs, though. He hasn't posted, though, has he? I haven't seen his post.
Not that I'm aware of.
So he's probably just checking his private messages.
But, I mean, when you log into the forum, you become active, so he might have just logged in.
Yeah.
Well, you may not realize this, but MV wrote a special script that when George logs in, it automatically forwards him to the Goatsy page.
What?
Just logs in. Oh, my God, it's a guy spreading his butt cheeks.
Indeed.
That's pretty clever if he did that.
Well.
I also think the other thing I was going to say is that I'm astounded that Premiere, well, now that Art Bell's show's not on, I'm not quite as astounded, but, you know, they're pulling shows up that is their competition and probably does as much draw as Nuri does all week. And I'm always astounded that they don't try for something a little better than Nuri, since they're always going back to fallback positions with Art Bell every week.
I mean, it's remarkable that they can play such dated shows. Like, a lot of them are from 95, 96, 97. Yeah. And, I mean, sometimes they're talking about natural disasters on there that were occurring at the time, or wars that were occurring at the time, like in Bosnia, whatever. Yeah. I would think that it would have sort of a War of the World sort of effect on people listening and driving down the street.
Yeah, and you don't think that I wouldn't think that the paranormal topics or the research in that area would travel well in time. You know, if you listen to some paranormal guy talking about his research of UFO studies in 1993, and you're listening to it now in 2014. You know that it's going to, most of the stuff that he says then is going to be debunked by now. Well, so, I mean, why do people listen to shows, especially paranormal topic shows back then? Is it just because of Art, or is it?
There's one topic. When's the last time you heard anyone talk about rods? Do you remember rods?
Oh, yeah. I remember rods. I certainly do.
Joe and Camellia.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Yeah.
Well,
please explain.
Some jackass with a video camera was taping I think initially it was some kind of hole somewhere in Mexico. And
yes, go ahead. Should I turn on the sexy music for this? I think I should. You're talking about holes and rods.
Yeah, so there was this guy in Mexico, right? Uh-huh. And he was taking a video camera, and he was looking at this hole. And all of a sudden, all this shit started flying out. He was like, what the hell is that? And
sorry. Okay.
Basically, it was the whole rod thing. I can't continue with my voice. But anyway,
that's fine.
I'm afraid that I'll get sued.
go ahead.
So anyway, the phenomena turned out that if you were taping like a bird in flight or an insect, that it would have this weird appearance in video because of a frame rate or something, but it turned out it was just, you know, it kind of an accident. It wasn't like some new life form. Like, this guy thought he'd discovered this new life form, yeah, and blah blah blah. And he was selling videos and all this bullshit.
You know, this goes back to
completely debunked.
Yeah,
it goes back to Eddie talking about critical thinking. I mean, think about the first time you saw a video on rods. I know my first thought was, oh, those are bugs.
My first thought was, ooh, I need that fella's phone number.
Well, there's that.
It's the same thing with the orbs that you see in pictures. It's dust.
Yeah.
You know, it all looks the same, basically. You know, there's some that look pretty convincing. You can see they have their own light source, but usually those are photoshopped in.
So yeah. My friend Goatsy we were watching this videotape of rods. It was really cool.
Goatsy.
What's that, George?
Goatsy.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to say Goatsy. I don't know, that's kind of out of context, but go ahead. Hello? You guys still there?
Yeah, I'm just scared to say anything because I don't want to go back to rods.
Wonder how long it took. This is kind of back to the Torn thing, but... Wasn't Willie talking about putting this thing together for a long time? Has it been over a year? Has it been that long since this whole project has been being compiled?
Good question. I know it's been over 6 months. I don't know before that.
Yeah.
The thread was started in October 27 last year.
But October 27, so a little less than a year.
But there's been, a long time of people procuring shows, and, you know, there's been collections out there, and, yeah. It's pretty comprehensive. I think there's over, 13 or 1,400 files in there, ranging from five-hour shows to, half-hour clips.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to listen to every one of those shows?
Go ahead.
I've been listening. I've got a collection of about 1,300 to 1,400 or so shows, and I've been listening in my car for the last few years, just one show after the other. It's just on a random thing, and I think I've only listened to 300 shows so far.
Really?
Yeah.
I find, I said this earlier to you guys, but I used to have a file. I think I had like 400 shows, maybe tops, and I only listened to maybe 20 of them. And I'm finding I'm doing the same thing with this. I'm really grateful to have them all, but, as I scroll through, I'm going like, I don't want to listen to that one. I don't want to listen to that one. Oh, yeah, there's the one I want. And
see, I'm not so discriminating. I have it on random, so I'll just listen to the next one that comes up.
I think a lot of you, I think some of you like a lot of the guests a lot more than I do. Like, there's a thread about, what's her name? The woman who
Paglini
was, Paglini. She just passed away.
The witch gal.
Yeah, some people really love her. And I'm like, God, man, I just as soon hear somebody shatter a chalkboard as
somebody throw a cat against a chalkboard.
You don't like women raspy. You don't like women with raspy cigarette smoking voices.
How you doing, Art? Yeah, I saw all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
The two sisters on the Simpsons sounded sexier than she did.
Yeah, Patty and Selma.
Yeah. Nice one. Very good.
Anyway.
Let's not speak ill of the dead.
Exactly.
So what did Evelyn actually talk about?
She was witchcraft.
What was it? Was it all about witchcraft?
There was a woman who came on and posted in our forum for a very short time, and she said that she was, I'm going to say this badly, a Gaijin Dinksley or something like that. And she had been told that by this Sylvia or Paglini.
Oh, okay.
And that it really gave her an understanding of her life, because this name that she had been given was basically saying, you were born under a bad sign and you get all the bad luck that comes down the pike.
Oh, that's nice of her, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I was like, you've got to try to reframe those thoughts. If that's really the way you're thinking, there's ways to get around that. But she was really invested in it. And when I talked to her, when I posted back on it in the forums, she just quit posting. I mean, I know I'm a bit obnoxious, but... I don't
think you're obnoxious. I think everybody has their own little flavor as far as how we post on Belgab. And sometimes people have meltdowns. It happens.
Not me. I never do.
You really want to go there? Especially with Nori? You remember when...
I remember that. And quite honestly,
that was fucking
I don't want to go there.
That was fucking hilarious.
I will say that... at first, when Nori started posting, I was on the Roy Hinckley side of things.
Yeah.
I wanted to treat him with a certain amount of respect and show that we were above just being a bunch of dicks. But he just kept coming and asking for more. I think he was literally looking for a bad time. And so after...
Who, Nori?
Yeah. He was acting rather cunty and vacuous.
Smug. You guys pay a lot of attention to things. I don't.
He's like, I'm here. Why don't you ask me a question? He just shows up.
Do you remember when he changed his forum?
He came to this forum, which is pretty free flowing when it comes to verbiage. Well, we don't generally hold back. If you know, if we've got a four-letter word to use, we'll use it. And he would always come in and say, you know, you don't need to talk like that. And he would, you know, do it in this perfunctory way.
Yeah.
And anyway.
Well, George, it is the internet, so you should get the fuck over it, buddy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Look,
I don't know how else to tell you.
The thing that really tipped the scales for me was when Art sort of, I think it was just after Art quit and George changed his profile picture to a crown. And that really pissed me off.
Yeah. What a cunt.
That was rather cunty of him.
Cunty cunt.
Well, I mean, he, in all seriousness, he fucking won. He got Art's channel and Art left Sirius, you know? Yep. So, I mean, I guess he has every right to feel like he's the king, but I think we all know that he's not.
You know,
he's the king of Arstown.
Never mind.
King of Arstown. King of Assylvania. Yeah.
Speaking of profile pictures, do you have a favorite profile picture of posters on Belgab?
Anything that has tits in it, I'm there. I like it. I haven't seen one yet, but so even like, cartoon titties would be great.
You must like Willie D's profile picture then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about Area 51 drone where he's got that chick in a bikini?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I personally like Aldous Burbank's avatar.
What the hell is that a painting of? Is that some famous artist or something? Or is that...
That's a picture of a Mexican skeleton in a hat smoking a big old joint.
Okay, so you don't know the actual artist name then? It's just...
No idea. I bet Aldous might know.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. Call us. I'm channeling the disembodied spirit of Paul Lynn this evening. Thank you.
Was he the dude that threw up the confetti all the time?
No.
In the 70s? No,
that was Rip Taylor.
Oh, Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor, yeah. Do you... Your own avatars. What's the story behind your own, Eddie? Yours?
Mine is the picture of Dark Tower 4, a Stephen King book. It's the cover of that. So you see the Dark Tower in the back, and then there's the pink Merlin's rainbow is what they call it, and then a bird skull. So that's basically what that is from Dark Tower 4.
Well, isn't that fancy?
Which is also where I got my name, Eddie Dean. Eddie Dean was a character in that book.
And Onan, what was your thinking about choosing the dude from the Big Lebowski?
Lebowski's just one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Yeah, I always felt a close kinship with Onan because of his avatar.
Yeah,
I have too. A fucking awesome movie.
Yeah, it is.
I think I'm the only guy on the forum that hasn't changed his avatar over the course of time.
I haven't changed mine either since I've been there, and it's been, it'll be 2 years at the end of this year. So call it a year and a half.
And just an aside, Eddie, I thought about this the other day, and I was having a look at the statistics of Belgab, and the top 10 posters in post amount.
I know
amount
where of you're going to go. You're going to rub my nose in it, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You motherfucker.
Within the top five is Onan. He's number two, B-Dub, number four, and myself, number five. Okay.
And what you're referring to is
Eddie in this, so perhaps Eddie doesn't deserve a spot on the Gabcast.
He's a slacker.
So what you're referring to is the amount of time that people have spent online, or is it the amount of posts?
No, this is posts, purely posts.
Have you looked at the amount of time people have spent online? You three are up there, too.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, my posts,
I have a bad habit, though.
My posts are probably mostly less than two sentences.
We're not talking about quality or quality.
I'm not someone who fucking spends a lot of time. I don't write novels when I post. I'm very concise and to the point.
You're anti-novel-y.
Yeah, I'm
anyway. You only know seven words, so it's kind of hard to...
You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Aldous Burbank? How you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
I'm glad you called
in. Hearing your voices makes me feel warm inside. Yeah, I wanted to call and say hi.
That's cool, man.
So, hi.
So, what's on your mind tonight,
buddy? You were talking about avatars and junk, so I was thinking how I found my original avatar, which was the dude playing another dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
So I actually did a Google search, image search, and the word that I used was stupid. And that was kind of like what I wanted to find, you know?
The dude playing the dude playing the other dude, you Google searched stupid and that came up?
But yes, and I didn't know what the image was from, actually. I just liked the look. I call it the defucked look. So
that's
he's got
from
the cigar in his face, you know?
That's a character from the movie Tropic Thunder, I believe.
Which I didn't find out until somebody
played another dude.
So it works out perfectly. Oddly enough, I only watched the actual movie a few months ago. My kid bought it for me because he said, "Dad, you got to watch this junk because it's really who you are anyway." So, and oddly enough, there's a point.
Isn't that where the line comes in? Never go total retard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never go.
And the other
retard
line that blew me away. Is he actually mentions the word Burbank, but you know the name was already me. I was just looking for the image, and somehow it matched up.
Wasn't the rapper in that movie his rap name something having to do with Burbank? Or am I misremembering?
I don't think so. But I don't know that much about it. I'm pretty ignorant about. Like I said, I didn't even know where the image came from. I just knew it was me.
So what about your current what about your current image, Aldous?
I really don't know where I ripped that off from, but I take a lot of pictures of, like, cool Mexican folk art, and I must have been doing a search online at some point and just stashed that one away knowing I'd use it someday, you know? And,
you know what that
Go ahead.
You know what that reminds me of is it reminds me of the art that's on the buildings down in Tucson, Arizona.
Exactly. And, yeah, for sure. As a matter of fact, I have loads of images of that art in my picto album, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm just kind of in love with the whole style, that old Pueblo style of art, bunch of freaks down there. There's usually a saguaro or some kind of cactus in there, you know, something that looks like a peyote button, often some tequila, usually a skull, and always almost flowers, that kind of deal.
Right.
It's kind of gaudy.
You know, I was going to ask you, you know, we used to do that Ask Aldous thing, and I didn't have a question for you tonight, Aldous, but what I did is I opened up Google and I played the Google question game and I typed in, why do dogs, and the autofill answer is eat poop. So you want to answer that one? Why do dogs eat poop, Aldous? Go ahead.
It's good shit.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, but I'm not buying it.
I try.
Okay, I just have why, and the autofill is, why was Flappy Bird deleted, Aldous?
Because she wasn't tight enough? I don't know. Is Flappy Bird a game? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot, bro.
Yeah, you got to give me a question from, like, the last millennium, dude. Come on.
Well, it's Google. It's automatic magic Google questions. So
let's try one more time, you know?
So give me a word like a who, what, where, you know, like a question, a word that would start off a typical question.
When did they...
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, just
I can't type that
when
fast.
Did they...
Okay, when did they find the Titanic? When did they stop making $2 bills? When did they stop making VHS? And when did they stop making silver coins? You can take your pick.
I think the answer to all of them is probably when I was at band camp.
You're at band camp. Perfect.
That's what I was going with.
I think, let's see. I missed Mr. Eddie while I was in Arizona. Just wanted to say, personal note real quick.
Yeah, you came through a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
I blew through your neighborhood too many times, just going too quickly, and didn't want to waste it with not being able to actually see you.
Yeah, I understand.
It's a beautiful season.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to warm up, though, so it's going to get hot.
I was down there for the traditional dances on the reservation, and that's down, you know, starting in Guadalupe, real close to you. And then heading down all the way to the border, visiting different home places, homeboys. So as I recall, when I got there, I was thinking it was going to be super hot, but you had that cloudiness and even got rain in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
On the Saturday before Easter. Just beautiful, man. Freaking Arizona's awesome.
Yeah, anyway. It is. Arizona is awesome for 4 months, and the other rest of the time it's hot as hell.
Yep.
But we live for those 4 months, so. Anything else, Aldous?
No, really. Get back to the Gabcast, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Aldous.
Yeah, hang in there. It's awesome. It's fun. Adios.
Thanks, later, man.
Before we get too far off, though, you asked about when they quit printing the $2 bill. Don't they continue to print that today?
Yeah. Well, it's Google questions, so you don't know if it's real or not, or if it's some, you know, teenager who doesn't know anything typing those questions in. That's what's the fun about the Google autofill game.
I guess so. I lead such a sheltered life.
To be fair, I heard that on some other podcast or some other radio show, and I thought it was funny, so I figured that'd be kind of a good thing to use when Aldous called in.
Excellent use of skills.
Did you guys watch the Game of Thrones this past Sunday?
I did.
You know,
I watched the porn parody called Game of Bones.
Game of Bones. Nice.
It's actually a real parody.
Really? Is there a... Yeah. Do they sword fight and everything?
Ooh.
Team, I watched one episode. Why do they need to make a parody for sex? I mean, it seemed to me that they were showing quite a bit of it right in the show.
That's true.
That's true.
There's not much difference. Actually, the porn parody and the Game of Thrones episode is shot at the same time.
Yeah.
But the porn parody, and I'm using air quotes there, is just shot from a different angle.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can actually see the penetration.
And the actual show is probably heavily more edited.
Yeah.
Well, the porn version, they take out all the language and the acting.
Right, and the plots and stuff, which you really don't need anyway. Oh, it feels so good.
I'm more interested in the book of the porn parody.
Book?
You must have a lot of free time.
The book version's coming out next year. I wasn't really impressed with the Game of Thrones this week. It kind of just, I don't know if I wasn't in the right mood or didn't pay it much attention, but, or maybe it's because I have no idea who the fuck most of these characters are and how they relate to one another. And it was kind of like meh for this show, this week's episode.
Since True Detective, all other TV shows pale so badly that it's not even worth my time to watch.
Are you guys openly dissing Game of Thrones?
Just saying that it's very complex and it's fucking hard to follow if you haven't read the books.
Well, maybe you just need to get the Chuck Norris Walker Texas Ranger box set.
And sir.
Maybe you can follow that, mister.
No, that was more difficult. I think the best I could do, the most sophisticated show that I could actually follow and get into was the A-Team. So,
excellent show.
That's kind of my limit there.
Did you guys ever watch Twin Peaks?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I did.
Was it worth, because I've never seen it. I've been thinking about getting it.
I love me some Twin Peaks.
Do you have Netflix?
No, I don't.
I'm wondering how well it holds up these days. Haven't watched it since the 90s.
Netflix has got a show on now called From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV show. You seen it?
No, I haven't seen that one either.
Based on the movie.
Don't waste your time. Yeah.
Is it bad?
Yeah, kind of.
Is it vampires?
Well, they changed them from vampires into snake people.
Is it vampire cocks? Are there lots of vampire cocks in that?
He just said they were snake people, dude. So yes.
Oh, my bad.
I will say that the woman they got to play Santa Monica Pandemonium or whatever her name is a looker. But
Santa Monica Panspermia.
Yeah, that one. It was played by Salma Hayek in the original. So yeah. That's pretty tough to beat.
So what would the porn version of that TV show be called?
From Musk to Dawn.
From Dusk to Porn.
From Muff to Muff.
Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Muff to Dong.
Yeah. That's it, right there. There you go. That's the one. The
thank
money
you.
Shot.
Nicely done, B-Dub. Nicely done.
Thank you all.
Brainstorming and we got it.
Congratulations, you're 13 years old.
Yeah. This has been the Gabcast. Thanks for joining us tonight, everybody at ufoship.com, the chat room. Thanks to Aldous Burbank for calling in. Thanks to Onan, Jasmunda, and B-Dub for joining me tonight. I'm Eddie Dean, and we will see you next time, everybody. Good night.
Cheers.
Bye. Fuckers.